This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the precious Word of God. And thank you, Dick Faulkner, for that beautiful piece you are just singing to us. At this time, I want to call our attention to the book of Genesis. I'm going to speak about Abraham, the man that got a word of promise. Then he was given the land of promise. Then he was given a child of promise. Then he was promised a nation of promise. Then he was promised a blesser that would bless all the nations of the earth. And that one finally came after a long period. It was not exactly his son Isaac, but it was another Isaac, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the Word of God says about this man, when he got the promise, he embraced the promise, and he believed what God said. It says this, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It's a nice thing when a man can believe God. You see, we can believe one another. We often say this, you trust in the truth of a friend. On man's feeble promise depend, but can you not trust in the word of Jesus, the glorified Lord? When we think of the speaker at this time from the Bible, it is God himself, or our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the promises were made to Abraham, and he believed in them. But someone said that was to Abraham, but the same word is passed on to us. He says in Romans chapter 4, now this was not written for Abraham's sake alone, but for us also, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. We are living in an enlightened day and age. Abraham was living in a darkened day and age. Abraham was a heathen idolater, and he came from Ur of the Chaldees because he got a voice from God. He said, Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred into the land that I will show thee. Then later he said, I'm going to give you the land. The word was given to Abraham. The promise of the land was given to Abraham. Finally, he got the land and he had embraced the promises. Then he said to God one day, but to me, thou hast given no seed. You've given no child. I'm childless. What wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Then God heard that, and God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. I want to read with you just now from Genesis chapter 17. I want you to hear this marvelous word that came from God himself, and it's verse 15 of this chapter 17. And God said unto Abram, as for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt call her name Sarah. Sarah is going to be your name now, and I will bless her, and I will give thee a son of her, yea, and I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. The what? The mother of nations. He is speaking now about a woman that as yet had borne no son. Abraham was 75 years old when he was leaving his country and heading for the land of Canaan. And he got a promise, first of all, a word from God. And then he had a promise of the land from God. Then he later on got a promise of a child from God. But between that time of 75 and up until he almost reached 100, as yet he had no child. I tell you, I could see the devil tempting him. Now, what about that promise that God made you? Will he ever make that good? Can he make that good? He's failed you, Abraham. But the Bible says, Abraham believed God. And he said, I'm having to wait. But my God cannot lie. He must make that good. His promises are yea and amen. And he's never failed in a promise. So why should I not wait? And I tell you, he waited until he was almost 100 and his wife was 90. And then the final day arrived when that son was born. A son was given to them, and his name was called Isaac. And the meaning of that name is laughter. And I want to tell you, this is what Sarah said, and he also said and did. He said, God hath made me to laugh. God hath made me to laugh. Listen, friends, If God makes you laugh, it will be a worthwhile laugh. And some of us can say, and God made me to laugh because he gave me a son. And what kind of a son did you get? I got his son. I remember the night, yes, 50 years have come and gone. For the first time, I realized God had given a son for me. And God gave his only begotten son that came down from heaven's glory. And he went to Calvary's cross. This was a son of his love. And there on that cross, he died the just one for we the unjust, that he might bring us to God. I tell you, friends, we were brought to God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you have never been brought to God. So they got the promised son, and they got the promised land. And I want to tell you, and now by this time, they have the promised nations, and in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Well, I want to call our attention once again to chapter 12 of this outstanding book of Genesis. And there we read, and the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. This was a land his eye had never seen. But I want to tell you, the word says in verse 4 of our chapter, and Abraham departed, and he headed for that land. And I say to you today, taking the same precious word of God, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. Now the land of Canaan was in the Bible spoken of as the glory of all lands, the glory of all countries. When some people were spoken of in the book of Hebrews, it said, had they been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they had opportunity to have returned. But now they seek a better country. You see, Abraham had lived in Ur of the Chaldees. He had nothing, and he knew nothing, had no link with God. Now he has a link with God, and he has a promise, and then he gets the land, and now he gets the son. And he said, but later on, another son is coming, a greater than Isaac. That is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our Savior said this. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And although Abraham had lived away yonder in the Old Testament, and our Savior came at the beginning of the New Testament, he looked down the annals of time, and there he saw a man coming. There he saw a Messiah coming. There he saw a Savior coming. And he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And if you see the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will rejoice and you will be glad. We oftentimes say this, there is a happy land far, far away, where saints in glory stand, bright, bright as day. Oh, how they sweetly sing, glory to the Savior King. And I want to tell you, when you see him and believe his word, you will sing, there is a happy land. Now, that land is not here on the earth that I'm speaking about. The land I speak about is the land in the glory land. And I want to tell you, it is above anything that ever has been known in this life. So if you at this time will accept God, his own precious word, his Savior Jesus Christ, you'll share in that coming day in the land of his glory, where saints will ever shine bright, bright as day. Now, beloved friends, we must draw this message to a close in a few short seconds. But let me ask you, do you know the God of Abraham? Do you know the God of Isaac? Do you know the God of Jacob? And do you know the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Why, you say, I do not know him. Once I was in the city of Denver with another man, and we were waiting for a streetcar, and a man said, do you know the Lord, mister? Speaking to a man standing by. No, he said, I don't know the Lord. Where does he live? Does he live in Denver? No, he said, he doesn't live in Denver. He lives in heaven. Well, he said, I've heard about him, but I don't know him. Now, friends, you may have heard about him, but you can know him. And the Word of God says this. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only Lord God and Lord Jesus Christ. And the word says again, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, whereby good shall come unto thee. And the best possible good that ever came to any mortal of the human family was this, that a Savior came from the glory, and a Savior went to the cross, and a Savior died for his sins, and through that man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by that man all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. And I beg of you at this time, friends, as I'm about to close, you close in with Christ. By simple faith, take him as your Savior, and God will make that word good in your soul, and thou shalt be saved.
Thank you for listening in, friends. Now we're waiting to get a line from you. I'm sure it wouldn't be possible to listen to what you listened to today without having received blessing to your soul. Now this address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.